It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Stormy Daniels had a snip fest with lawyers for Donald Trump today in her final day of testimony in his hush money trial. Oh, yeah, they were snipping at each other. Tried to challenge her story about what happened and her intentions, but the former adult film star laid a few syllables of her own on the defense table before dropping the mic. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse for us with the latest.
Under cross-examination, Stormy Daniels insisted she stuck to her story, even as Donald Trump's lawyer tried to suggest she made it up to make the money. Daniels agreed she was making money on her Make America Horny Again strip tour and her merchandise, including a Stormy Patron Saint of Indictment candle. But she claimed she had received a threat and thought the non-disclosure agreement would protect her family. She says even though she made money, the whole situation has cost her a lot more. Bodyguards, relocating, and legal fees. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
I'm sorry, family. Make America horny again? Juliet, write a book, sister. Write a book. It's anybody's guess when the state's second star witness, that is former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, takes the witness stand. Testimony continues today with the former bookkeeper. I tell you what, this trial. In other news now, more serious. Come on, Mullins, get it together. An NYPD officer sent to the hospital today. This after being the victim of a hit and run on Staten Island. This happened about 8:40 on the southbound West Shore. The cop was stationed there when a car hit him from behind, they say, and kept on driving. He was taken to the hospital where he is expected to recover. They're saying the guy kind of started to hoof it, and they used police dogs and a helicopter to catch up with him. No word yet on charges, but he has been put under arrest. Well, as the city struggles with the influx of asylum seekers, Mayor Adams instituted new rules about shelter stays to try and get a handle on the situation. Well, today, the city comptroller is out with a new report basically claiming that plan isn't working out so well.
Brad Lander says the Adams administration's implementation of the 60-day shelter limit for asylum seekers and their kids, in his words, haphazard and ineffective so far. He says he's particularly distressed that New York City promised extensive case management, but he says it's been the opposite.
It was a policy designed to churn people through a system, to subject them to screening after screening, and to push them out of the shelter system with no regard for where they landed, with no regard for the impact on their kids' education, and with no regard for their actual path to stable housing.
In the 4 months since the rule began, some 10,000 asylum seeker families have been impacted. Lander's main recommendation: end this 60-day policy. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
City Hall now responding, saying that the city has long passed its breaking point in its capacity to care for migrants, and many of the suggestions in the report are already part of their policy. But they once again add that it's a crisis that requires a national solution, and they ask New Yorkers to join them in calling on the Fed to step in and help. The sentencing day for Trevor Bickford. He's the man who pleaded guilty to terrorism charges after attacking three NYPD officers with a machete on New Year's Eve 2022. Prosecutors say Bickford charged at the cops near the big festivities in Times Square. and said he tried to grab one of their guns before an officer popped him in the shoulder with a bullet. All three cops survived, but one of them suffered a fractured skull and all of that. Attorneys for the 20-year-old from Maine said he suffers from mental illness and had been radicalized online by the Islamic Jihad. Also in court today was disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He was at a hearing in Queens Criminal Court in connection with a request from authorities in California trying to extradite Weinstein. They're trying to, at least, to serve his pending 16-year sentence for a rape conviction out there in L.A. That was put on ice as Weinstein served time behind bars here in New York for his 2020 rape conviction here. But that conviction, as you know, was overturned late last month. In court today, Weinstein denied his consent to be extradited, but says he'll stay behind bars in New York while the process plays out, like he had a choice, right? Sammy's Law officially on the books, so get ready to slow down out there, folks. The traffic safety bill signed into law by Governor Hochul, setting the stage for New York City to lower its base speed limit. The law is named after 12-year-old Sammy Cohen Eckstein, who was killed by a driver near his Brooklyn home about a decade ago. His mom, Amy Cohen, celebrated the passage today, saying this will keep kids like Sammy alive in her son's honor.
With this legislation, I hope we can learn more children's names because of their accomplishments, their personalities, and their spirit, not their final moments.
All right, Mama. The bill allows local control of speed limits across the state, empowers the city council to lower the base citywide speed limit to 20 miles an hour. It could be lowered even more on individual roads. We're talking 10 miles per hour, depending on the street design. Keeping with street safety, there is a rally in City Hall today, meant to urge Albany lawmakers to pass the deadly driving bill that would make driving while on drugs just as serious as drunk driving.
The rally was held at the intersection of Castle Hill and Turnbull Avenues, where Sado Rahman's 67-year-old father, Muhammad, was struck and killed last year by a driver who was speeding and smoking pot.
My dad left a legacy behind of what a great person he is, and that his death did not go in vain. But we're making a change because of his death.
Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said loopholes in the current law must be closed.
Oftentimes, all a driver needs to do at the scene is refuse a drug test to avoid accountability.
The law creates standards and tests for drug-impaired drivers similar to the ones for drunk drivers. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.